I'm sure away at the back you just say, it's a blue box. Well, I'll help you, and I'll tell you what it says on it. It says here, it's an automatic cordless kettle. Now, why would anyone want to bring an automatic cordless kettle to church on a Sunday morning? You're not going to make tea, and if you worship, you have kettles of your own. Well, look, let's look inside, because everything isn't always as it appears. So we'll open it. Do you know something? It's not a kettle. Anyone venture to say what it is? It looks like a boot to me, but what is it? Yes? A what kind of a nest? It's not a swallow's nest, but it's a bird's nest. And it's not a swallow's nest. I wonder would anyone ever know what kind of a bird it is? Well, here I think you're very clever. It is, in fact, the nest of a weaver bird. Now, I don't know how you got to know that or whatever, but that's the way the weaver bird's nest hangs up. Aren't there some clever people? Well, let's put it this way. There's one clever boy in Lisburn. I venture to say I was at a church last Sunday morning and I produced this. They didn't know. And then I was bold enough to ask, but any of the grown-ups know? And they didn't know. Thank you very much. It is a weaver bird, and it comes away from Africa. It's amazing to watch, and we have watched them doing it. The little bird will come, and it is this unique gift of being able to sit in the one place and wait, you know, his wings going, and then it'll nip a little bit of the reed, and then just come down, strip it off. And it's always the male bird. The man has to build the nest. So he comes, and he weaves this in round, and he'll go away, and he'll get another bit, and he'll come back, and he'll come back. And I see this one's actually insulated with moss and stuff. I'm sure the cleaners will appreciate what I'm doing. And a little hen bird goes up in there. But now, before you accuse me of robbing birds' nests, this one was lying on the ground. Now, there's a reason behind that. See, he'll build this for the ladybird as in lady weaver bird. And it's hanging up here on the tree, and she'll come along and she'll examine it. Now, listen to this, fellas. If she doesn't like it, she nips off this hair and it falls to the ground. And there was a number of these lying at the foot of the tree. Now, to me, it looks beautiful. It's virtually perfect, considering it fell from a high tree and it has traveled the whole way from Africa. But it wasn't good enough. She said it's not good enough. He thought he had done his best. And he had done his best, but she says, no, it's not good enough. It's not acceptable. And snip, down it come. And the poor man, he had to start all over again. But now I'm looking out on you, and you all look good, decent, respectable boys and girls. And maybe your mummy and daddies think that you're wonderful. And maybe yourself you think you're wonderful. But no matter how good you are, or think you are, or other people think you are, in God's sight, you're not good enough. Do you know how many sins it will take to keep you out of heaven? Yes? Just one. Just the one. Not only are we educated in Dermore, but we're well taught. One sin will keep you out of heaven. So no matter how good you are, or think you are, in God's sight, you're not good enough. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ had to go to the cross and to bear your sins, to take the punishment for your sins. And, you know, he wants you to come and to trust him as your Savior. And the very moment that you trust him as your Savior, he'll come in and he'll take all your sins away and you'll be ready for heaven. So remember about the weaver bird, the nest, he thought it was good enough, but it wasn't. You might think you're good enough, but in God's sight, you're not. So you've got to come and trust Christ as your Savior, and then he will prepare you for heaven. Thank you for your listening, and we'll put it away.